This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Audie Cornish. The movie 50-50 is a comedy about cancer. And yes, the filmmakers knew it would be a tough sell. But that didn't stop writer Will Reiser and actor Seth Rogen from taking on the tough and not-so-tough questions of living with the disease, like how to pick up women.
You really think that a girl's gonna go for me just because I have cancer?
For the millionth time, yes! Help me help you get laid.
You think that would work?
It would totally work.
That's actor Seth Rogen. He plays the cancer patient's friend with the dubious pickup scheme. The film is based on the experiences of screenwriter Will Reiser, and both men came into our Washington studios to talk about the movie. Thank you for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thank you.
Now, the character, the main character in the movie, is played by Joseph Gordon-Levitt, and his name is Adam, and he is a public radio reporter. And I have to say, now that you're at the NPR mothership, what was that job supposed to say about that character?
One of the things we struggle the most with the movie is what job to give these guys.
Because Seth and I have known each other for a really long time.
And we did work together at the time that Will got sick. But we worked in television. We were writers. Well, I was a writer. He was a producer for the Ali G show on HBO.
And we should say this was 6 years ago,
yeah.
Will, when you were diagnosed with cancer. And the movie is based on your experiences.
Yeah, inspired by.
Yeah.
We legally have to say inspired by. And we really just wanted a job that you would believe both these guys would have, because they are different personality types, that was somewhat creative, but not overly creative. I mean,
I would say that describes my job.
Exactly. And that's kind of what our jobs were at that time, also.
And I'd also like to say that I'm a huge NPR supporter and have never given a donation of any kind.
So
this makes up for it.
It's our way of helping out the cause.
Well, like we said, it was 6 years ago that you were diagnosed. What is the name of the cancer that you had?
I had a massive tumor in my spine, which is very similar to what Joseph Gordon-Levitt's character has.
And has a pretty intense name.
Yeah. The tumor that Joe's character has is neurofibroma sarcoma schwannoma.
Schwannoma neurofibrosarcoma.
It's reversible.
Right.
You can kind of go either way. It basically just means...
I lead with the schwannoma.
just the fact that you're able to find some humor in the name of it.
Schwannoma is a funny word.
Yeah, schwannoma. We thought about naming the movie Schwannoma, Washington.
Yeah, Schwannoma. It also sounds like a city in Washington.
Yeah.
But was it, not funny at the time, I assume.
Well, we didn't know how to deal with it on an emotional level. So the way we talked about it was through humor. So, I think pretty much from the second day, after I was diagnosed, I was making jokes because it was the only way that I knew to make everybody feel normal, and comfortable with the situation, because the last thing I wanted was for everyone to just start treating me differently, which unfortunately they did, but that just happens when you go through something like this.
We almost never talked about it seriously. We would make jokes about it or think of stupid movie ideas that we could maybe make about a young guy with cancer. I mean, that was kind of like our go-to way of dealing with it, honestly. It was the way that we could talk about it without, so we would in some way acknowledge our feelings, but we never really talked about how we felt about it.
I'm speaking with actor and producer Seth Rogen and screenwriter Will Reiser about their new film, 50-50. The story seems to be as much about how people react to the diagnosis that the character has as it is about how he deals with it.
What happens is you have people just giving you tons and tons of advice about books you should read and foods you should eat. People would recommend, getting like oxygen injections and going down.
Doesn't that kill you?
I think that might kill you.
that might kill you.
Going down to the Amazon, drinking a tea from a shaman. You know what I mean? Like just all kinds of advice. And people would also do things like they would love to touch me. They were just rubbing me like I was some kind of Buddha or something.
You are, Will.
We're not making fun of cancer. We're making fun of the way people react to that situation and the dysfunction that it creates. And Seth plays a character who doesn't know how to deal with it. And so what he does is he just says one inappropriate comment after another, trying to make light of the situation. And each of the characters goes to some level extreme. Angelica Houston, who plays Joseph Gordon-Levitt's mother, her way of reacting is she just tries to smother her son.
I want to play a clip from the movie. And in this scene, the main character, Adam, and his character's girlfriend invite the parents over to dinner to break the news about the diagnosis.
Have you ever seen Terms of Endearment?
Mm-hmm. Adam, just tell her.
Tell me what? I have cancer.
Honey. I'm living in.
What? No. No, Mom, no.
I'm your mother, Adam.
No, exactly. That's why. And Mom.
I read that your parents were actually on set around the filming of the scene.
It's true. My parents were actually on set for the filming of that scene.
What was that like?
My mother started crying. When I told
Did you plan that? Did you invite them that day, or was that just like the worst coincidence?
That was the worst coincidence possible. My mother, you know, when I told my mom I was sick, I was in L.A. and she was in New York, so we didn't do it in person. You know, we had to do it over the phone. My mother did literally get on a plane the next day and fly to L.A.
It's also one of the things I think for a lot of people they can identify with, which is maybe not reaching out to your parents the way they would like.
For me, I didn't want people to worry about me.
But I think you're also specifically at that age, at the time of your life, where you're trying to separate yourself. You had just gotten out of college. You were living alone in Los Angeles for the first time. The last thing you want to do when something bad happens is have your parents be the ones that come and fix it, I think, you know?
Seth, this is kind of a buddy film, in a way, a buddy film about cancer. And your buddy's sort of the chuckle-headed one. And I'm wondering, in the end, who's the sort of audience member you're trying to reach out to?
You know, people see a movie like this, and they fear it's going to be miserable and that a room full of people will see them crying. And I think it all kind of comes down to that. And, you know, I look at movies like Dr. Strangelove as movies as things that are about things that you don't really want to think about, but they're presented in a way that you want to watch it. That was really our goal, is to make a movie that was about something serious and that was as entertaining to watch as any other comedy.
And I also wanted to add to that we showed the movie to the Live Strong organization and 200 cancer patients and survivors, and it felt like almost every single person came up to us afterwards and said, this movie is exactly what it was like for me. One young guy who was in his early 20s came up to me and said, the relationship between Joseph Gordon-Levitt and Seth is the exact relationship I had with my best friend.
Yeah, and it was refreshing to see it reflected in a movie as opposed to what you're used to seeing, which is just sentimental.
People sitting in a circle holding hands crying.
Yeah, people who've experienced stuff like this seem really happy that we had the guts to make jokes that were potentially very inappropriate, but that we knew were representative of the types of jokes we actually made when we were in that situation.
And we're at the end of the day actually funny.
Yeah, I hope so.
Will Reiser, the screenwriter for the film 50-50, Seth Rogen, actor and producer for the movie, thank you both so much for actually coming into the building, coming into the show. I appreciate it.
Thanks for having us.
50-50 opens nationwide on September 30th. You can watch scenes from the film at our website, npr.org.